This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I told you the Democrats are going to get desperate. And that's exactly what you're witnessing right now. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Here's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. Donald Trump tweeted this. He said, the fake news is going crazy making up false stories, using only unnamed sources, in parentheses, who don't exist. They are totally unhinged, and the great success of this administration is making them do things and say things that even they can't believe they are saying. Truly bad people. End of tweet. And that's exactly what I told you was going to happen. I said the Democrats have put all their chips in on Russia, and they've tied everything to it, whether it's Stormy Daniels, the Russian attorney, you name it, knowing that all of this is a fabricated thing to go after President Trump. They know. I mean, that's what's so fun about this. And I know you're out there going, God, what, Kevin, when is all this stuff going to break, man, when we finally start pointing back at them? Hey, ironically, it already is. You just have to be playing chess and not checkers to understand it's already pointing at them. You know it. Their people are right at the fringe. Why do you think they're so crazy over little things like Kanye saying, you know, stuff like, you know, whatever he said, I don't know, don't vote Democrat. No, that was a Chance the Rapper said don't vote Democrat, but Kanye hanging out with Trump. Why do you think a pop culture black guy who they say is unhinged, they're pulling a Dave Chappelle on him. He's crazy. Look at how crazy Kanye is. Look, I don't know what's in the guy's head. I can tell you this. He is considered a musical genius by everybody, undoubtedly. He believes he has additional talents. Why shouldn't that be encouraged? He speaks, in my opinion, ahead of himself, which, for the record, Donald Trump did that too. People didn't understand what I used to call and still call Trump speak. Now, Kanye made a comment the other day, and I'm going to get back to this other stuff, about slavery. You know, how can you be a slave for 400 years? How can you allow that to happen? And what he was saying is, if you're sick of something, are you going to do it for 400 years? If you want out, can't you get out? Can't you figure out a way to free yourself? And he was talking about, yes, partly the what eventually happened where black people did free up. We people got together and said enough is enough. And I don't know how it was a combination of all the abolitionists, but it was black folks working behind the scenes being subverted to get, you know, to go attack these Democrats and finally create a war that did free us. But what Kanye also, I think, was alluding to was the slavery of society today. And he mentioned it in terms of Nike and AIG and these big companies telling them you will tour even though it's going to cost you a bunch of money and it's going to and your timing, you know, you say, no, just my wife just had a baby or whatever. No, you're touring. He says that's a form of slavery. Now, it's also a form of economics. You know, your boss tells you to do something, you do it. But if you work for yourself, which Kanye does, how do you tell me when I tour? Oh, we signed you. We signed you to a label. Anyway, enough of that. I want to talk about this desperation and the desperation that even something that small in the political scheme of things, in the fabric of politics in America, causes the Democrats to go off the deep end, right? The Thoreau said this, the mass of men lead lives of quiet desperation, but he went on to say this, what is called resignation is confirmed desperation. And what he meant by that is all these people that are talking about resist, and, you know, oh, you know, we're going to get Donald Trump. It's not resignation. They're not resolved against Trump. They're showing you their level of desperation. They understand what this man has done in just over a year and what it has exposed in the most crooked system in the world. Oh, yeah. America has been run like a third world nation when it comes to the elite and what they've been doing to us. We are a third world nation that just dresses really nice. Yeah, we have all the accoutrements to make people believe that we're a free society. We are not in a free society. Have you looked at the way you get taxed? Have you looked at the way somebody arbitrarily says, hey, if you drive in the HOV lane, it's a $400 fine. Why? Why can't it be a $50 fine? Why can't we do an analysis and understand why that number was chosen? Oh, Kevin, that number was chosen because we looked at the pain threshold of somebody driving in that lane and what it would, you know, how much the hurt would be if they had to pay it. And we did a computer analysis. No, they didn't. It was some bureaucrat that said, make it $400. Get a speeding ticket. I know. Let's do 120. All right. Sounds good. So what happens? People get trapped. You speed. Boom, you get a $120 ticket. For some people, that is a lifetime. That is the difference between eating and so on and so forth. All these taxes that just come out of nowhere that are ruining people's lives. And don't misunderstand me. You shouldn't speed. You shouldn't be in the HOV lane if you don't have more than two people or whatever the rules are. But should it ruin your life? Leftists don't care. They're looking for ways to ruin your life. Life is tough enough. I say this about golf all the time when, like, the greens are really fast and you get up there and you can't land them. And if you putt, you know, you barely tap it. You go 4 feet past the hole, so on and so forth. And I say, look, this is a tough enough sport without you making it just aggravating. Life is tough enough without the Democrats, the leftists saying, hey, let's pile on. Let's heap it on you. And you want to know why? Because these guys want to. They're extorting you. I'm going to talk a little bit about one of my friends, Andrew Andrzejewski, and he talks about graft in government. There are people that make four times the salary in retirement than they did working. Can you believe this? 400%. If they made $75,000 working, they're making $300,000 in retirement on your expense. How can you do that and survive? You produce nothing and you make four times what you made as a bureaucrat. That's ridiculous. So when Trump came in, he created a level of desperation for the left because that's all they have. That they have nothing left. That he's exposing the game at every single turn. And so what's going to come out of this Mueller thing? What's going to come out of it is you're going to see Mueller get to the point of desperation to where it finally spirals in on him. And I think we're almost there. So I'm telling you, hang in there. It's almost there. And I want to talk a little bit more about this because I want to explain this and the questions that he's asking the president. Saying, I'll subpoena you if you don't answer these questions. Good luck with that strategy, Mr. Mueller.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Sense the desperation of the left? Be honest. You've been there. We've all been there at some point in your lives where you're like, oh, God, I don't know whether it's a test, you know, at a college or in school somewhere. Was it in a relationship? Was it a job? You got to a point of desperation. And that's a good thing. Yeah. I'll explain that in just a bit. James Thurber said, nowadays men lead lives of noisy desperation, and he's referencing Thoreau's quote of most men lead lives of quiet desperation. See, that was when men were men. Men were desperate inside, but they didn't show it. They had to stay steady. They stayed steady for their families. They stayed steady for their workers. They stayed steady for their communities. And times were tough, but you always had this idea that desperation would give you focus. It would lead you to the right thing. Yeah. But for the Democrats, desperation is like stealing from the mafia. You're going to attract the wrong attention. You're going to get things, people looking at you and go, did that just happen? Did we just get our truck? We robbed the truck and somebody robbed us? That's what the Democrats have done. Their desperation isn't the good inspirational type, the type that focuses you and makes you better. For example, you may get desperate in your finances and you figure out, you know what? I got to quit spending, number one. And number two, I have to start focusing on the things that I must have. So you cut out all the periphery and you focus on the must haves. And then once you've gotten everything sort of pared down, you then say, now, what can I do to bring in more? And you start expanding out just a little bit, but your focus becomes rock solid on what you have to have. You get rid of cable. You get rid of the cigarettes or the coffee or the liquor or the extra trips and things like this. And you start budgeting. And so that focus hones you into something that makes you better. That's typically what desperation does. But see, leftists are evil. They're evil. So their desperation leads to more desperation. And it also leads to carelessness. It's scattered instead of focused. Instead of Mueller, first of all, instead of him ending the witch hunt and saying, you know what, let's clean things up, because that's typically what should happen. When you get to the point of desperation that the Democrats are now, you should be going, all right, this Russia thing, look, we've exhausted it. Now we need to go and really look at where all this goes. But they're not going to do that. Now, he scattered his focus. It's now Stormy Weathers. What's her name? I mean, Stormy Daniels, and it's Cohen, and it's all these other places, right? And it's, instead of focusing on what happened prior to the election, it's, no, why did Donald Trump fire Comey? Really? You can question that. Before I even go any further, let me play this clip from Ron DeSantis. He's a representative. Because he really says it best. And what does Mueller think he's doing?
Very few of the bullets involved the campaign. It was mostly during the transition and then during his presidency. So you have a situation where Robert Mueller, he's a DOJ employee, effectively. So he's an inferior officer in the executive branch. What gives him the right to conduct oversight over basic presidential decisions that have nothing to do with any type of criminal activity? What was in your mind when you talked about Sessions resigning or this or that? He does not have a right to subpoena the president for that. I don't think the president should submit to those questions. And I agree with Alan Dershowitz, and I agree with you, Sean. I think really they're not trying to investigate a crime. They're trying to manufacture a process crime.
And don't think Donald Trump doesn't know it. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com. If you want to call the show, 844-551-8255. He's exactly right. Ron DeSantis is. But here's what's interesting about this. Trump sees it a mile away. We're not. Maybe one of these other Republicans would have been like, oh, geez, we got to answer the questions and this, that, and the other. Maybe they will. If you don't think Donald Trump sees, the guy that wrote the art of the deal doesn't understand what's happening here, well, good luck with that. I'll tell you something else that I find interesting. That, you know, what's funny, when I had to come back from D.C., and I rode next to a Franciscan monk. And I always love how it's so random at Southwest Airlines who can sit next to you, because I had a very old lady who sat on the aisle seat, and the plane was completely full. I mean, every seat's going to get taken, and people are walking by for whatever reason. You don't know. A bunch of racists. No, I'm kidding. And at one point, I see this guy dressed in this robe, and he says to me, is this seat taken? And I said, absolutely not. And when he was sitting down, I said, I feel safer already, which got everybody around us kind of chuckling, because he was in his Franciscan monk robe. And, you know, we talked for quite a bit, because I asked him, give me your story here. And he says, yeah, I'm of the Franciscans. And he says, there are different types of friar. He's a friar, Franciscan friar. And he says, there's different types of friars. He says, you know, we've got Jesuits. And he gives me kind of the quick history of Catholics and how these different friends, these friars evolve, and which is a very interesting story. It was cool. And he says, we kind of work with the indigenous, the Native Americans. He's speaking of Indians, not just Native Americans like me, just regular old black folk. But and he says, we live on a reservation that's by a casino, which is interesting. And he has his phone on social media, but he says, we don't get on any of the social media stuff. We just, you know, I don't know exactly how, but he says, I don't have access to all the stuff you do. So like, okay, cool. But as we as he explained everything to him, we talked, you know, obviously spiritual talk. I'm a Christ follower myself. And we were going through some of the things. And he says, you know, this is going to sound a little kind of conspiratorial. He whispered it. He literally was like, you know, this is going to sound a little goofy. I can't remember the word he used, but it was along those lines. And he says, but I honestly believe that Donald Trump has been touched by God. And he wasn't saying it from a politic, you know, like I'm right or left. He really wasn't. He was saying it just from an observational point of view. He said, excuse me, he says, I believe this, he goes, because it seems like everybody that rears its, you know, hand against Trump loses. And then he says, the FBI. Now, I mean, this is a guy that's not like totally into the news, but gets enough of it to be dangerous. But he says, you know, like the FBI. And he goes, and like the media. He goes, who could go after the FBI and win? And all the other organizations that appear to be going after the president. And then he goes, and then the media. He goes, who wins against the media? He goes, and then look at the individuals who have attacked Trump. Look at where their lives go. I said, yeah, he's like the Israel. And he goes, yeah. Like that, because Israel's the same way. Man, you mess with Israel, God intervenes weather-wise or whatever. He would put a tsunami and a tornado and a mudslide and an earthquake and that'll be before breakfast. You know what I mean? You just don't do it. So I said, well, quite honestly, think about just the election itself. He goes, there you go. And he goes, you know what's interesting? He goes, I don't find Trump to be a religious man, but he goes, he's always praying. He goes, somebody's always laying hands on him. And he goes, I find that somewhat refreshing that he feels that way. Anyway, more when we come back. Keep it here, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
The president for that. I don't think the president should submit to those questions. And I agree with Alan Dershowitz, and I agree with you, Sean. I think really they're not trying to investigate a crime. They're trying to manufacture a process crime.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was Ron DeSantis, the last part of a comment he made on the Sean Hannity show. Not trying to investigate a crime, but trying to manufacture a process crime. That's what our government is good at. That's what happened to Mike Flynn. Mike Flynn didn't do anything wrong. Mike Flynn was doing his job. And there was no way he could see what was going to happen, how they had set him up, and all of the things that were going against him. The problem is, Mike Flynn hadn't been touched by God. I was talking about a conversation I was having with a friar, a Franciscan friar, who is, for the most part, stays out of the political system. I mean, you couldn't find a more pious guy that I was sitting next to on the plane coming back from D.C. We're having this religious discussion, and he says, I think Donald Trump's been touched by God. He goes, and there's nothing they can do. That you cannot harm him. You know, there's a saying in the Bible, if God be for me, then who can be against me? And this is exactly what's happening. Look, the manufactured stuff of Stormy Daniels, the manufactured stuff of raiding Cohen's office, the manufactured stuff of trying to tie anybody and everybody to Donald Trump, his own son, for having a meeting with the Russians where they say, yeah, we may have opposition research on Hillary Clinton. Oh, that's awful. Look at the meetings Hillary Clinton had to have opposition research on Donald Trump. Look at all of the things that they did to feign this idea of what Donald Trump did. The Steele dossier, the fake dossier that was supposedly used, and I believe it was, to initiate the total onslaught that was supposed to bring down Donald Trump. And what's happening to it? It's being lampooned. Donald Trump's ratings get higher. Donald Trump continues. I mean, ask yourself this. Does he look like a desperate man? Yeah, cooler than the underside of a pillow, Donald Trump is. There's a guy's name is Daisaku Ikeda. He says a person who, no matter how desperate the situation, gives others hope, is a true leader. Donald Trump doesn't go to bed and flip-flop and, oh my God, you know, what's going to happen tomorrow? He goes for his 2-3 hours of sleep that he gets every night, and then he sleeps with the calmness of, just the still waters, that eerie calm sleep, and he gets up in the morning earlier than anybody on the planet, and he starts working on behalf of the American people, and I believe in an inspired way. He gets these whispers. He's learned how to listen to God talking to him, whether he's considered himself pious or not. I believe God's speaking to him. Certainly he speaks to me. Rudy Giuliani says, my father taught me in boxing that when you get hit in the face for the first time, you're going to panic. That instead of panicking, you accept it. You stay calm. And anytime anybody hits you, they're always going to leave themselves to be open. And there's no truer words that can be spoken about learning how to take a punch. I'm just telling you, as a fighter, and I've got friends out there who listen to the show that, we know each other of each other, and they will all verify this. The quicker that you learn, and this is why, putting your kid into martial arts or something earlier, boxing, the quicker that you learn, that in a fight you're going to get hit, and you learn how to take a punch, that's 90% of the battle in winning the fight, right? Because the minute somebody hits you and they think, oh, I hit him, they feel good about it. But the minute you go, yeah, it's a big deal. What else? Is that it? And you're still standing there, and then suddenly, boom, you're hitting them. And I don't, the fights are curious things because sometimes you get hit hard. Some people can take a punch better than others, et cetera. But here's my point. Once you get used to the feeling and the repetition of getting hit, it's not that big of a deal. I can tell you point blank, I've had some people that really know how to hit and kick, and they hit you, and you're like, good lick, yeah, way to go. But there's still more to come. Let's go. And that's kind of what Trump is. He's like, look, guys, you don't get it. I'm used to getting hit. I've trained for this. Can you imagine building big buildings all over the world, and particularly in big cities, the bureaucratic nightmare you go through, all the graft, the payoff, the threats? The union guys are doing this. The mafia wants their cut. And then Donald Trump's like, hey, come on, boys. I've been there. I know. Let's go. Let's do this. And so he looks at these politicians and he goes, let's do it. Now, I'll tell you this. He had no concept of what he was going to face. There's no way Donald Trump, in my opinion, could have been prepared for all of this. And that's where I come back to this inspirational thing, this God-given thing that said, where Donald Trump says, because this friar I was talking to says, Kevin, he's a smart man, but I can't imagine he was that prepared for everything that was coming. I mean, I don't believe this is the art of the deal working through all of this. I believe this is divine intervention. God saying, I see everything that's against you, but I need to clear a path for you. So he wins the election, surprising the heck out of everybody. Then they go after him. Comey. Obama unleashed everything he could during that president-elect time period. He says, okay, nuclear option. He pulled the plug on a nuclear grenade and threw it. And that unleashed the FISA judges and the NSA spying and all the other things that have happened. And through all of that, this man is still going, what you got? Yeah. Joshua Oppenheimer said of desperation, he says, denial, panic, threats, and angers are very human responses to feeling guilt. See, the Democrats feel guilty. They know that things are, that something's amiss. And I'm telling you, their populace, their base is starting to see it. We did an interview with people at a Trump rally. A couple of them were Democrats. None of them pointed directly to the idea of, the crooked nature of the Democrats. More of them pointed to the positive nature of Trump, which, by the way, is even better because they're not focused on the negative of the Democrats. They're saying, look, I just see what this guy's doing. But imagine that there is a segment, a faction within Democrats that go, man, I had no idea how crooked these people are. And they're watching Mueller now, who believes he can demand that a president answer questions about his process. Why did you, what was in your head when you fired Comey? My brain. That's what I'm telling you. I would answer those questions in the most flippant way. I said this the other day. I'd answer these questions in the most flippant manner possible. My brain was in my head. That's my answer. And what led up to this thing about Sessions? None of your friggin' business. I don't have to tell you what my thought process was and why I decided to do something. And I would predict that's what the president's going to do. But there's a saying, there are no desperate situations. There are only desperate people. See, the Democrats find themselves in a situation of their creation, and it, what they created has now caused their desperation. This is what I tell you all the time. Democrats are going to do, they love this chaos. I know this sounds weird to people, but believe it or not, they like this. This is a test of their power. This is a test of, can this nation, you know, survive the way that it was meant to be as a democratic republic, or can we bring it down? And if, if you want to know how serious this is, if they are able to bring Donald Trump down, I'm going to tell you something, this may frighten some of you. You're done. You're done. If they can do this to this man, who has to be a warrior par excellence, they can do this to anybody. If Donald Trump cannot prevail over all the forces that have led to the most, I'll repeat this, I said it earlier in the broadcast, that have led to the most crooked government on the planet, then shame on us. Woe be us. And I believe that's why, you know, because I tell people all the time, God's going to win in the end. We are going to win in the end, because I'm not fighting against leftists. When I say that, I mean, I don't care about your sexuality. I don't care about your gender. I don't care about your color. And neither do any of you. We don't care about any of that. What I care is that you have the ability to take advantage of this country to the best of your ability. And I will fight for that. I don't care what any of the things that we've described are, including if you are a Muslim and you are not looking to do harm to anybody, I will fight for you. I will fight for you to have an opportunity in this country. The problem is, the leftists don't want us to have it. Ideologically, there's not one of them that can say, what I'm doing for you. Why? Because we are not a special interest. We're just the people that pay the bills. We're the ones that keep the wheels on the wagon. They don't see us as anything more than, you pay your taxes and shut up, rich people. Give us our pensions and money for life. Let us practice our moral relativity, which, by the way, my discussion with the monk on that was amazing. I mean, a friar, I keep calling him a monk. The friar was amazing on that point, because you can see the lack of God in a lot of these situations we're dealing with is the very problem that we face in this country. Anyway, I'll be back. Keep here.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
All right, man. Ooh, we are not desperate here on the Kevin Jackson Show, even though I desperately love you guys and wish that you would spread the word about the show. By the way, there are people that are going, Kevin, where's the show, man? I have it in syndication. When I want to listen to it on my own, it's on Spreaker. And I don't know. I think it's called the Kevin Jackson Show. It's on Spreaker. If you know what that is, it's one of these live casting services. And we're putting it on the page, on our Facebook page, in case you want to know where to listen for the downloads. Now, it will be on iTunes and all that, but when we broke away from the external group who was handling it, we had to disconnect everything, so we have to requalify to get on all these other services. And I have to have 100 people on Spreaker in order to make that happen. So if you want to go to Spreaker and search for my show and like it, then the quicker it goes to iTunes, iHeart, and all these other places. And it's a shame how we had to do it. I don't know why we couldn't take, because we had lots of people to listen to the show. But when we separated from the group that was external, we couldn't just bring those folks over because it was in their name. It really created a hassle. So there are a lot of people who were going, Kevin, where's the show, man? If you off the air? And, you know, telling me they're missing their fix, sending me tweets and Facebook messages and so on and so forth. Well, it took us about a month to reconfigure everything and then get it onto Spreaker, and that's going to be the hub that gets it out. But the good news is it's going to have a mobile app. You can put it on your phone and just blip, hit that mobile app and bang, you know, your smartphone's delivering you my smart message. So anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. And there was a tweet a while back that said, Comey, McCabe, Schiff, Strzok, Page, Steele, Clapper, Brennan, Hillary, Podesta, Obama. You attempted a coup and failed. You know what would happen to you in most countries, right? So stop whining and be thankful you're only going to prison. Now, I read that tweet to you because I want you to understand that I'm not the only person that's telling people. By the way, the guy that put this out there, he's got a lot of followers. His name is Philip Schuller, and he's got lots of followers. And he's tracking on the same thought process as me, where he's saying these people are going to prison. And I'm talking about desperation. I've spent the majority of this hour talking about desperation and the desperation being felt by the Democrats, the desperation of their own creation. And I want you to just consider trying to put this genie back in the bottle of what the Democrats popped open when they accused Donald Trump of colluding with Putin. Think about all the things now that, you know, where Mueller has completely expanded the scope of his activities, and he will eventually get fired. It won't be Trump that fires him. It'll be somebody else that does it. It'll be Rosenstein or somebody that will shut that investigation down because it becomes so hapless and it becomes such a drain on the Democrats that they're gonna be forced to shut it down. And I think Trump, for the most part, as much as he hates it, I think he's saying, let him do it. Let him do it, because he'd be well within his rights to shut it down. So now Mueller, and he wants to play chicken with Trump, and he's saying, hey, look, I'm going to subpoena you, and I'm going to make you answer questions. And if Mueller believes for one second that he can win in a negotiation with Donald Trump, he is sadly mistaken. You're going to watch Donald Trump turn, you know, I mean, I see it as Moses parting the Red Sea. He's going to, you know, Mueller believes he's forced, you know, Donald Trump and all of his followers, you know, at the Red Sea, and their backs are against the wall, and Moses looks up to the heavens and says, you know, and raises his hands and parts the sea, and all of the, you know, the Jews cross the ocean, or the sea in this case, and Pharaoh's men get killed. That's exactly what's about to happen to Mueller. Trump's part, and it isn't from desperation, because Trump is going through this inspired. You want to know what his inspiration is? Because there you going, Kevin, Donald Trump ain't that religious you'd be talking about. He's all inspired. Yeah. He's inspired by the truth. He's got nothing to hide. See, truth is God. That's the easiest way to look at it. Have you ever been accused of something you didn't do? The very thing that gives you comfort is, I didn't do that. I didn't do it. So, you know, it doesn't matter what you say. It doesn't matter how you frame it. I'm not admitting to it because it didn't happen. And that's the end of it. And I see this as Trump at the edge of the Red Sea going, look, this isn't even a problem. Let's just go across the sea. Boom. Walks everybody across the sea, then closes his hands back together. And there's Mueller and team, you know, on their horses like Pharaoh coming after him. We're going to get you, Moses. And waters cave in and crush him. And that's what's about to happen. So, you're seeing this level of desperation. I want you to understand, if you can witness this part that's visible, where he's expanding into this nonsensical areas where even leftist attorneys are going, holy crap, attorney-client privilege with Cohen, looking into stuff that has to do with a porn star. I mean, it's become tabloid. So you've got that working for you. And I'm just saying, where's Mueller going to go with this? So the only safe bailout for the Democrats is to say, let's shut this down. The only reason they won't do it, that's the hesitancy of going, letting it play its run its course, is the fact that when it shuts down, it forces them to now go look at themselves. It isn't going to die. When it shuts down, let me just give you some ideas of the tweets that will come from Donald Trump. Oh, finally they shut it down. Hey, isn't it time you reopen this and go look at Hillary? Isn't it time you reopen this and look at the Podestas? Isn't it time you reopen this and go look at such and such? Now they know the minute it shuts down, Trump goes on. I mean, I'm not saying he's defensive now because he's been very offensive in his fight against them, but it's going to go to a whole other level of fight when they finally have to force to shut it down. And the standoff that's occurring right now will not go well for Mueller. This thing will be done within a week, and it's going to eat up some news cycles. But when Trump pushes back and his attorneys back Mueller into a corner, that's when you're going to see the cake hit the fan. And this phase of the, you know, as the world turns, or this soap opera that we're watching. But I do have to tell you, I love that the Democrats created this ecosystem of craziness, because when it backfires, there's no one to point to. Who are you going to blame? Normally, we have some bad guy waiting in the corner, the wings. Those terrible Republicans. That there, Donald Trump. Nope. Republicans and Trump are so isolated from this, it's not even funny. When the cake hits the fan, Democrats will be going after Democrats. It won't be Trump doing it. He'll be nudging them. He'll say, hey, you've cleared me, but what about Uranium One? What about this uranium deal? What about the money that the Podestas got? And on down the line. And then they start getting into the FISA stuff, the FISA warrants and all that. Oh, it's going to get ugly for them.
But let's bring in Republican Congressman Andy Biggs of Arizona. He sits on the House Judiciary Committee. He is a member of the Conservative Freedom Caucus. Sir, let's start with the questions at hand. What do you make of them? Where do you think they came from? You know, do you question the veracity of any of them? What do you think?
Well, I mean, it's not surprised that they've been leaked, obviously. Things have been leaking from Robert Mueller. His ship is a sinking ship because it's full of leaks. So that doesn't surprise me, and it doesn't. I think they're probably the real questions that Mr. Mueller wants to get at. And what's problematic for me is this shows that he has gone clearly outside the channels of what he was supposed to be looking at. He is no longer looking at Russian interference in the election and whether that there was some kind of a conspiracy between the Trump campaign and the Russians. He's looking for anything. He's investigating President Trump. He's not investigating a crime. And so that's why you've got all the mens rea or the culpable middle state questions that are in there that are left wide open, because what he's trying to do is find out if President Trump is going to come in and say, well, I knew this, or I thought this, or I intended this. That's important if you're going to try to set up a crime. And,
but if you have to have that state. These are coming out of Mueller's team. I mean, what would their motivation be for tipping their hand and leaking the questions?
Well, I think on one hand, he's got to convince the people that support him that he's doing something and that he's on to something. And this makes it look like he's at least going to be going after obstruction of justice. And so he's trying to assuage, I think, even the folks within his own supporters who might be saying, look, you know, we've been going on a long time. We better get something done.
Although,
and that's what it is. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, although to that point, I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you, but no. Adam Schiff is somebody who doesn't feel that way, who didn't feel bolstered by these questions. Listen to what he had to say.
I want this special counsel to be looking at the issue of money laundering. Those questions are not included. Does that mean that the special counsel is observing the red line the president has tried to draw? In my view, the president is not permitted to draw a red line.
So, Congressman, not everybody who's behind the counsel is happy with these questions.
Right, and I agree with that, but I think even what Adam is asking for, he's asking for questions about money laundering. That's outside the channel that Mr. Mueller was supposed to be looking at.
So I have to cut it there because we don't have any time left in the segment, but the point is, it's outside the realm of it. And now notice Schiff wanting to expand it into something else. Democrats are in deep kimchi.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.